Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Remember that phrase, show me the money? Well, we need to ask that question of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is moving millions and millions of dollars to offshore accounts. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. We've talked before on this program regarding the Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, and the groups we hate map. That's more accurate. It's the groups that the SPLC hates.
True. Yeah.
They're not all hate groups like Family Research Council, Liberty Counsel, and others are not hate groups. It's the groups that the Southern Poverty Law Center hates, but they're not hate groups. Well, now what has been revealed by an investigative reporter, and it's been known for some time, but it's a recent article that, in fact, the SPLC, a 501c3 nonprofit IRS-recognized organization, has been sending millions of dollars to offshore accounts in the Cayman Islands and other offshore bank accounts. Why would, Matt, a nonprofit organization send money to these offshore accounts where you can't find out what happens to the money after it gets there? It's basically untraceable at that point.
Well, I think the answer to your question was in your question.
Really?
Because it's untraceable. And why does anybody, a corporation or a private entity or anybody, send money to these offshore accounts so that the IRS doesn't know what's going on with it, so that the government can't trace the funds? And, you know, the SPLC has long been shady. You mentioned the hate map, and they know darn well that these mainstream Christian organizations like Liberty Counsel, AFA, and FRC don't have a modicum of hate anywhere within the organization. And in fact, at an awakening conference, there was an SPLC attorney there, a young woman, and I got her to acknowledge that they know that we don't hate. They know, they get that. So, and as Mark Potok has admitted, it's all about ideology, and it's about smearing Christian groups and trying to marginalize them. Well, now they're pushing their millions of dollars to the fringes as well, where these monies can't be traced.
Right, and they're donor supported, right? So they should be able to be accountable for every cent that they receive, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the point of a nonprofit, is transparency.
Right.
Why would a nonprofit,
that's
and
ethical.
There's so many people who specialize in nonprofit law, ask the question, they're astounded. Why would a nonprofit send millions of dollars to an offshore account? In fact, what this article showed was that $102,007 was transferred on December 24, 2014 to BPV3 Cayman 10, that's X, Limited. And then another $157,574 in cash was transferred in the same month, December 31, 2014, to BPV3 Cayman 11, XI Limited. So these are two different entities, both foreign entities located in the Cayman Islands, but having the same P.O. box address. And then in March of 2015, $2.2 million to an entity incorporated in the Cayman Islands, and another $2.2 million cash transfer was made on the same day, so $4.4 million in two equal installments made on the same day to another fund, which business is located at the same address as the previous fund in the Cayman Islands.
Yes.
What in the world is going on?
There's some real ethical questions going on here, guys. I mean, as well as they state on their website, you can go on there and it says, we have a staff of 75 lawyers who do all these different, work in these different areas, but yet they reported only $61,000 in legal services in 2015. So that's what, $1,000 per lawyer in
legal
fees? Yeah,
$20 million. So the same, they have 75 lawyers, they said, at that time. But they spent $61,000 on legal services in 2015, but they spent $20 million in 2015 on salaries.
Yeah, the two top guys getting over $300,000 a year, plus additional compensation and benefits.
Well, you wonder who's getting the money offshore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are they bringing it back onshore? Doubtful. Why would they send it offshore? maybe for protection. What are they afraid of? Maybe they're also, you know, the question is there, what are they doing with it? Is someone personally withdrawing the money? Because you can't find out what happens to it when it goes there. Donors don't have a clue where those millions of dollars are being spent.
Well, and all of these questions point to the fact they need to be answered. These questions need to be answered. There needs to be an official, a formal investigation into the shady dealings within offshore accounts with the Southern Poverty Law Center. We already know that they're a violence-inciting organization in that they clearly must intentionally try to incite violence because they're linked to violent attacks like Floyd Corkins and others trying to commit mass murder in the Family Research Council and citing the SPLC as his inspiration to do so and their so-called hate map and hate groups. So their shady dealings go way back, but the Southern Poverty Law Center continues to become more and more discredited.
Yeah, well, this article was published in the Washington Free Beacon, and it mentioned that in 2015, according to the IRS Form 990, the SPLC reported $50 million in contributions in 2015 and $328 million in net assets on the form, the most recent one that was available. And they also reported on the Form 990-T all these offshore accounts. But the question is, why? Why would you have it? Why would you have a pooled investment fund in the Cayman Islands or whatever kinds of funds that they're dealing with where they transfer these millions of dollars to these offshore accounts? At the other end of the situation, you have to ask yourself, why is this group even taken seriously? You know, I wonder if Tim Cook, the head of Apple, I wonder if his million-dollar contribution or the $1 million from George Clooney or some of the others that recently gave, I wonder if that's going to end up in some offshore account. I wonder if they know about these offshore accounts. You know, they may have the right intention. I don't want to question their intentionality in terms of stopping the violence that happened in Charlottesville. No one would be in favor of that. But unfortunately, the SPLC has a lot of integrity issues. One, because of what we're just talking about. Two, by classifying or lumping these nonviolent, peaceful, pro-family organizations that they disagree with on various kinds of issues of human sexuality or abortion. Or in some cases, others like Act for America, they disagree on the issue of radical Islam. They lump them in with these other violent groups such as the KKK. It's frankly defamatory, false, and it's dangerous.
You know, what's interesting too, it's ironic that SPLC was the influence behind GuideStar rating our organization as well as many others as a hate group. But yet GuideStar is supposed to be a neutral rating system that rates organizations according to their accountability and things like that. So it looks like they need to be held accountable for their own actions.
Yeah, and then of course, we also find out that Amazon Smile, some of you listening may have accounts with Amazon Smile. Well, Amazon Smile uses the SPLC list to just simply disqualify groups that are on the SPLC list. So you're not going to be able to find Liberty Council or Family Research Council when you make your purchase. You won't even have the opportunity to designate these organizations, peaceful, pro-family, Christian organizations, as a recipient of some of your resources.
Yeah, clear anti-Christian discrimination. And shame on Tim Cook and George Clooney for giving millions of dollars to the Southern Poverty Law Center, a discredited organization, an extremist alt-left organization. They're discrediting themselves by giving money to this discredited organization.
As well as the media, using them as a quote-unquote credible source, their hate map and all that.
And it's not like this is brand new information right now in terms of the criticisms of the so-called hate map, the problems with it, the fact that it's false, the fact that some of these deranged people like Floyd Corkins have used that hate map to actually attempt mass murder. All that information's out there. The information about their offshore accounts. That was known before this article came out. It's out there. And so for media just to take the SPLC at its word and never even make one phone call, not one inquiry to one of the organizations before publishing that list is absolutely the epitome of fake media. And there's so many that fall in that line. I hope that they ultimately wake up and realize that they are becoming discredited in the same way the SPLC is discredited by creating this propaganda list. For more information, go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Stand with us in your prayers and your financial support as we advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, marriage, and the family. For our research resources, visit our website, and for our various ministries, it's all there at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.